All right, welcome to day number two. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Slowly letting it all out. Take another deep breath in. And slowly let it out. Now bring your attention to your stomach. Relax the stomach muscles. While you're breathing, relax the chest muscles. Relax the shoulders, the neck, and the face. Remember, when it comes to influence your breathing, the way to do it that works best is to focus on the exhale, so you can exhale all the air out of your lungs, and then relax the muscles in your stomach and your chest, and allow the inhale to happen naturally. Now, today we're talking about what would the thin me do? Years ago, they had bumper stickers that were real popular that would say, "What would Jesus do?" And the idea was that in certain moments, to ask that question so that you could think on another level. And so we're going to use that idea and change it around a little bit and ask, what would the thin me do? Because everyone has different parts of their personality. And what we're looking to do here, instead of trying to force things to happen, what we want to do is, just like in a garden where you plant a seed or a plant and you cultivate it, so that you can get the vegetables or the fruits from it. And the same thing is true here. We use the same approach. You want to ask yourself, what would the thin me do in these situations? So you can begin to cultivate that part of your personality so that it becomes a greater and greater part of you. And you'll find that when you do this, you naturally make better choices. So let's practice that and rehearse it. Think in your mind right now of a situation that you've struggled with in the past. Somewhere where you were having trouble eating well, or you were having trouble not overeating. And I want you to think of that situation, and in your mind, I want you to ask yourself, what would the thin me do? And whether you know something or not, you can even, you know, again, you're using your imagination, but what are some other things you could do in that situation? Now, I'll give you a hint. It's not just about what you do externally. It's not just saying, I'll just eat less. It's about connecting into you as this lean, thin, healthy person that you want to be. And so you want to allow your imagination to really think about what it would feel like to be a person who is in control of their eating, to be a person who is connected and associated with healthy choices. And I want you to notice what that would feel like. So put yourself into that situation that's been a challenge. And ask yourself the question, what would the thin me do? And see yourself in that situation, thinking, acting, and responding as a thin person would. Again, use your imagination. What would it feel like? Imagine yourself having confidence. If you did have that confidence, how would you sit? How would you stand? How would you move your body? I want you to feel that type of energy in yourself right now as you imagine yourself in whatever challenging situation you're thinking about, as this ideal you, as this person who you want to be. See yourself as that person, hear how you would speak as that person, and notice the decisions that you would naturally make. And this is what you want to begin doing. You want to begin imagining, fantasizing, programming yourself as this person as much as you can. Even when you make the wrong decision, you can go back in time and say, what would the thin me have done? This is part of the learning process. And the more you do this, the more ideas you're going to generate. The more ideas you generate, the more of a neural network you create. You literally cultivate and grow a neural network to be thin. And this is how you make these better decisions, and this is how you maintain it long term. So what I want you to do today is, throughout the day, ask yourself the question, what would the thin me do? And really think about the answer. Take a little bit of time. Have fun with this. The first step is to have fun with it. And the more fun you have thinking about yourself this way, the more you're going to do it. And the more you do it, the more your behavior is going to become that of a naturally thin person. Have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Have a great day.